Stevie, my man, are you there?
I am here, Bam Bam.
Love it. Before we jump in, quick couple sponsor ad reads. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Lactigo, the ultimate solution to muscle soreness and recovery. Whether you're hitting the ice, grinding in the gym, or just living your busy life, Lactigo has got your back. Their innovative topical gel formula helps you recover faster, stay fresh, and get back to doing what you love. No mess, no hassle, just relief. Head to Lactigo.com. Use code OLEXI for 10% off. Special discount. Check it out. Second sponsor, HealthQuest Physical Therapy. Stick taps to HealthQuest Physical Therapy for supporting the episode. If you've been dealing with aches, pains, or any sports-related injuries, HealthQuest PT is the place to go. Their team of professionals will work with you to create a custom plan for your recovery, getting you back on your feet and performing at your best. Visit HealthQuestPT.com to schedule your appointment today and feel the difference. How about that, huh?
I can't think of two more important aspects of sports and everyday life than physical therapy and Lactigo. What Lactigo does, it's a competitive advantage. It is a fix-all, cure-all.
Yeah, absolutely. I was apprehensive, but I didn't believe it until I tried it. You threw it up to me before a 5K. Absolutely crushed it. I ran through the rain, felt great. I use it before workouts, after workouts. You don't have to be an elite athlete. You can just be a sore guy. Welcome back from the studio located in the cloud. I'm your host, Mikey Bam Bam Baitinger. As always, you've heard him. I'm joined by my guy, Stevie Alexi. Stevie, how have you been, bro?
Doing well, thank you. Enjoying living the life down here in Florida. Was a little nervous about the hurricane coming through, but we've made it. They've been rolling through the last couple of years here, so it's a little tough to keep track of the names. We had a couple rainy days, but we're back to the sunny Florida, sunshine state.
Last time we talked, was a nice catch-up session. We'll get a couple of the clips online. Real brief, for those who haven't listened yet, catch us up. You know, ESC hockey over the summer, you had to take a step back. Is everything smooth sailing for you? Congratulations. I know you and Brooke had twins.
We had twins, which led into the summer leagues, and obviously navigating twins and fatherhood has been a challenge. You know, time management obviously comes into play. And then we've talked about growth with ESE for a long time. I was really fighting to kind of find guys that wanted to be involved in any capacity. And fortunately, this year, I had a handful of guys that really stepped up to the plate with no training, no prior knowledge, just kind of grabbed the bull by the horns, took it over. I was stuck down here in Florida between a personal situation and the twins. And there's a certain standard that ESE loves to live by. And it was very rewarding to see a group of athletes that have participated in ESE so long be a part of that, carrying on that quality that we love to live by without any proper training, or, you know, they just jumped in full force and did it as a team. So it was incredible. It was a great summer for a lot of reasons, but I think that was possibly the most important reason. We, you know, when we measure success, seeing the involvement of guys, that's always what I dreamed of with ESE.
We had an absolute blast. I know that I wasn't as available as I was in years past, but I'll tell you what, man, we had a blast. If you want to shout out the guys between Bert and Freddie, Danny, Nemo, and Sebi, it really takes a village. I can't say enough thank yous and just how proud we are of those guys.
Very proud of those guys. And I think there's a story with each and every one of those guys. It's incredible. I mean, you talk about Bert Polisky. He's a guy who, you know, I was on the ice the first time he put on skates. He had helped me the last couple of years, and he's been a great help. I wasn't sure how that was going to translate with his father running a competitor to the arenas we were operating out of. But he loves what we have going on, and he's a major part of that, not just now, but moving forward. So that was awesome. And then you talk about a guy like Freddie. He used to run up to me at 11 years old, and he wanted to play in the pro league. And although I loved his confidence that he used to drip, it was hard for me to tell him that, you know, these are elite level NHLers. I respect guys like that. And you fast forward 6 or 7 years, and here he is playing in it, and he's a big piece to it. And,
well, not just playing, but he won it this year too with the Skimmers team.
He did win it. And you know, that comes with some asterisks. He played for a couple different teams throughout the league.
They don't ask how, Stevie. They don't ask how, just how many. And for him, the answer is one. So
That is true. And if you go through all of these guys that have come on board to help us out with ESE, you look at Ryan Nemovsky, Nemo. He won one 3 years ago, And then you look at Danny, he won one last year, and then Freddie won one this year. See, higher champion. Burt has maybe three high school titles and elite titles combined. He hasn't won the big one yet, but he does have a few championships under his belt. The other two, I can't speak on their behalf.
Just phenomenal summer.
I wanted to thank all the participants for this year, understanding that there was a situation that I had to tend to. But we will be offering discounts. We're very, very thankful for everybody's participation. And we definitely look forward to, you know, continuing to grow on those relationships, on their participation. We took on a lot this year. A lot of people overlook what we were able to accomplish. We were operating out of two new facilities, and you throw Macomb in there. We had a couple weeks at Macomb. So three facilities. We went down to a few select 2018 birth dates. So you're talking about NHL all the way down to 2018 birth dates. And three of those were brand new divisions that we've never touched before. So we took on a lot of growth. And then, you know, on a personal level, me not being able to attend as much as I normally do, there were a lot of challenges, but I think the guys held it up, and the parents and participants understanding what was going on were greatly, you know, we greatly appreciate that.
Well, Steve, you've built a great foundation, and I think that's the mark of any great organization. The foundation stays strong, continues to operate, and that happened this summer. It was a great year. Congratulations to all the champions, Skimmers at the pro level, Maroons at the high school level, Hockey Haven detailing at the platinum level, I believe, and then the gold level, MagTech brought it home too. So a phenomenal, phenomenal summer all around. Can't wait for the top 20, which is coming up at the end of January. Registration is open for that. ESCHockey.com. You can follow the prompts there if you or your team are interested in skating, getting in the mix with us. Also coming up, I don't know if you wanted to touch base on it or we can just mention it briefly, the ESCAA Prospect Challenge that we will be hopefully getting together this year. It's an exciting time for growth in the league, eh?
Yes, we are looking to do a lot more in that AA space. That's one space that speaks, you know, directly to me. Most of my career and growing up, I never played AAA hockey. I was a AA guy. And those are guys that need an extra set of eyes on them. So we're going to focus on bringing a lot more attention to them as they look to continue and move up in their playing careers. So we're going to have a strong focus on the AA level. And a number of those participants play in our summer. So we're looking to do some stuff in the spring and fall with them as well. So we're very excited about that. And we're big believers in slow and organic growth the right way. This year, we introduced more with the high school level. We did a tournament up at Lake Superior State, a couple LSSU alumni in this conversation here.
Let's go, Lakers!
Which was a great success. And, you know, we opened it up to guys participating in our high school division. Just an extra opportunity to be seen by some eyes. And we had a full team of ESC participants, and they went up there and they were able to capture the title this year against LCU and Walled Lake. But everybody enjoyed that as well. And we had, you know, the ACHA Division II coach up there, Steve Canisto, who's a guy I played with and during my time at Lake Superior State. And Damon Witten, you know, shout out Damon Witten for taking all the guys through the locker room. He's the Division I coach up there. He came in slightly after me, but we developed a great relationship, and he's done great things for the program. And, you know, he gave the guys a locker room tour and answered questions. And there's such rich hockey history up there. It was great to introduce that to guys who may have started following LSSU a little bit after their prime of the 94 national championship with Brian Felsner.
Did you know I went to youth ice hockey camp at Lake State like 3 or 4 years in a row? I don't think Felsy was one of my counselors, but a lot of the other guys that he knows were definitely my counselors at like 10, 11, and 12 years old. So, I mean, we're Lake State guys. Great hot ice hockey program. Can't wait to see what Coach Witten continues to build, continues to do, and hopefully leads them back to where they belong atop the national rankings.
For sure. And he's done some great things. Obviously, the grant that they've just received is going to help a lot when you talk about.
Buddy, I tried to apply for that job, like director of hockey operations. I could head back to the Sioux for a year or two for sure on that one.
Well, you let me know. I'll have to put in a good word. And you talk about guys helping. We mentioned Brian Felsner. He's another guy, Lake State alum. He's arguably my biggest hockey influence and the guy who prompted me to have success in the sport. He took me under his wing when I didn't know right from left in the sport and really showed me the way. And he's big on giving back, and he did that this year through ESC, able to come home for the Lake Superior tournament. he didn't have any intentions of going, and he's like, I'm in, I've got you. He hopped in the car and made the trek up there. So it's great that we've built a team that loves to give back. And Brian was a big part of the success this summer as well. So shout out Brian Felsner.
Yeah. Stick taps to the entire ESC team this summer. Anybody else you want to thank or anything else you want to wrap up on the ESC summer front?
We do have a couple more thank yous that have to go around. Julie and Ryan over at Rochester, Tom and Jeff at Farmington and the whole Suburban family. Thank you very much.
Was that the Athlete Lab 2SP Sports as well?
Athlete Lab 2SP, Joe Neal and his crew over there. It's great to have them back in the fold with ESE. They always say you save the best for last. So we have to say my mom and dad, Bulldog and Sue.
If it weren't for them, buddy. So
I wouldn't be here and ESE wouldn't be what it is.
That's 100%.
And they've helped me so much, you know, and just never hesitation. And, you know, I'm not the most organized guy, so I have my mom running all over and my dad loading up the work truck with TVs, and they are an instrumental part of ESE and the family culture that we have aimed to develop and what's allowed us to kind of have the success. And when you talk about the family atmosphere, we have my brother who does an incredible job with the referees. It's not an easy thing to fill. I think this year we had 200 games over the course of 6.5 weeks, scheduling that and making sure that everybody's getting equal opportunity to ref games. And an extension of that are guys that are reffing that have been a big part of this as well. When you look at Dan Pichesny, he's ref for a long time, comes from a hockey background, and John Onofre, great guys and highly qualified guys, which ultimately drives the energy of the summer league as well. When you have guys that played in our reffing and know and understand it. But Sue,
well, for
Andy,
sure.
My brother Danny and the all the refs who are never right, and most of the time they're not right.
Well, Steve,
I appreciate you
speak to a family atmosphere, and I've known John Onofre now since we were 8 years old, right? Playing on the St. Clair Shores Roadrunners. So it's such a small community in our area, and it continues to grow, and you know, you're a big part of that. So From one hockey guy to another, thank you for all you do for the game too, buddy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I hope that we get to talk about what you do at some point. I think there's definitely a reason that we've connected, and I'm very excited to grow some, you know, a number of things with you.
For sure. Absolutely, buddy. And that maybe episode 3, we can save the UHF and TDL hockey talk for the future, right? So Marigold Cup, are you familiar with it?
I am very familiar. It takes place in Florida, and there's no better state to host hockey tournaments than Florida.
We had one of our teammates that you know well, Matty Ice, one of the ESE teammates, one of the TDL teammates, was down there. He was playing for Columbia, Div 2 Columbia. He did pretty well. Outside of the first game, he got absolutely throttled, but I wanted to take a minute and say how proud we are of him. I'm going to try to clip this and then underlay the fight that he started. I don't know if you've seen it. I posted it on my Instagram.
I saw him post it today.
Just unreal, dude, that you're in a non-contact Division II Columbia versus Cuba, I think was the game. And it didn't look that bad. You just see Matty pop up and just start trying to feed this guy with his blocker.
And oddly enough, Matty worked one of the cameras for us at the Top 20 Challenge. So the fact that somebody caught him in action was incredible. But you talk about goalies, and whether it's Matty or any other goalie I've ever met, they have that switch. And there's a lot of times they're helpless standing in the net and not really being able to protect or defend themselves. So it's always fun to see a guy get a little spark and, you know.
Yeah, he can handle himself just fine. So, but yeah, congratulations to Team Greece. They brought home the Division I championship. There are a lot of Americans and Canadians that had cultural heritage that were playing in the tournament as well. But specifically, I wanted to mention, I'm wearing, like I said, the Argentina jersey. Had a buddy that was up from Ushuaia, where we got to go a couple years back. He flew in, played in the tournament for Argentina. We had the team from Peru, where we've been discussing and chatting with them about going down to play a tournament with them. Their entire team came up. So growth of the international game is huge. It's something I'm very interested in. It's something that I'm watching very closely to see a new champion in Greece, and then to have all these other non-traditional hockey playing organizations come to the United States, play the game, and fall in love with it the same way that we did. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, and offer opportunities to some teams that normally don't get the opportunities that we do here in the U.S. There's actually a couple other guys from ESE that normally play in that. Juan Copeland. He's played in it. I know Donovan Asensio, who has helped out.
Team Caribbean.
Yeah, Team Caribbean. He's played in it. And, you know, he's helped us. He's part of the ESC family for a long time. So really cool concept, really cool tournament. And, you know, congrats Team Greece on their championship.
Yeah, and we can't mention international hockey without touching base on Team Kenya. And our friend Pinchez, Peter Maburu, always one of the best in the biz, great guy. Just chat with him. He sends his best.
Well, it was an honor to spend some time with him one of the last times I was in Detroit, and we look forward to hanging out more with Pinchez and hopefully doing some more stuff with Kenya hockey.
Absolutely. So what else has been going on in the hockey world? I think right now with the Paralympic Women's World Championships, it's the first time they've had this tournament. Canada and the American teams are currently running the table. So the Women's Paralympic Sled Hockey, you can stream it. I think it's on USAHockey.com. I know if you Google it, it'll pop up. Team Canada has been throttling people. Claire Buchanan, I think, is their leading scorer. Don't quote me on that. I'm sure I'll get some people in the comments. But speaking of Paralympic hockey, Stevie, I know you had some experience in the past with Josh Pauls and Team USA when they came to visit Washington, right?
Correct, yes. I played for Team USA roller hockey, and Dan Brennan, the guy who ran Team USA roller hockey, now runs Team USA sled hockey. Just by chance, when I was playing in Washington, Dan ended up messaging me and saying, hey, we're in Washington, I'd love to see you. And I went out that night, met him at Buffalo Wild Wings, him and the entire staff. And I said, hey, why don't you guys swing by the rink tomorrow and I'll take the guys through the locker room. And, you know, Woody and Brock Miles from Washington were kind enough to open up the locker room, and we took some of the boys through there. And it was a great experience for everybody. And I heard some incredible stories of the guys who are on Team USA sled hockey team, and just very, very touching and moving stories. And then to watch how they compete and to watch them practice and play, truly incredible and very humbling.
Buddy, sled hockey is so underrated. I've been telling anybody who will listen to check it out. The game at its highest levels is fast, it's competitive, and there's some like legitimate bad blood between the top teams and the top players. Back in April, got a chance to go down to Mexico. We met up with our friend Jorge, and we set up Mexico's first ever sled hockey demonstration and event. Josh Pauls, captain from Team USA, came down. Tyler McGregor from Team Canada, Ralph de Quebec from Team USA, Brett Bolton, Cade Evans, all Team USA members, just incredible people. I've gotten to know Tyler and his teammate Zach. So I know that I mentioned this to you, that I went golfing with Tyler and Zach on Friday, right? I opened up Instagram today, and you want to talk about the ultimate glow up in golf partners. On Friday, Zach and Tyler are golfing with me. Yesterday, they're golfing with Sidney Crosby and Cale Makar as part of Team Canada's Olympic welcome like event in Calgary. I'm like, what, guys, like, what do we, you go from me to Cale Makar, Marie-Philippe Poulin, and Sidney Crosby?
Well, I will say, between their golf partners, two of the best humans I've ever met, with yourself and Sid. It's always such an interesting conversation when Sidney Crosby comes up, because being from Detroit, there was the Pittsburgh-Detroit rivalry. Then I played in Washington for 3 years, and I signed with Pittsburgh from Washington, and the rivalry at that time with Sid and Ovi.
Oh, yeah.
So when I signed in Pittsburgh, everybody from Detroit was like, what are you doing? And everybody from Washington was, you know, I don't want to say up in arms, but anytime you sign with the rival, it's always tricky. So, but I just, one of the hockey aside, one of the best guys, and very, very fortunate to be around him and watch his leadership skills. And there's a reason that he's had so much success on the ice, but off the ice as well. And he's an incredible, incredible human being. So,
dude, as a leader, that stuff off the ice matters as much, if not more, than your on ice product, in my opinion.
Very much so. And a lot of that flows over to real life stuff. And we talk about ESE and, you know, leadership and, you know, working skills and getting people to help. And I learned a lot of that from people like him. And I was fortunate to have captains and leaders like him throughout my career.
Oh, yeah, buddy. And, you know, the ESE youth are always watching. When you're in town and you're there, it's a different energy. People are looking, they're talking to you, and you have the ability, much like I'm sure Sidney Crosby does, much like Tyler McGregor does, to make people feel like they're the only person in the room. You focus your attention on them. And I think that's such a lost skill today for people our age, right? That skill to make people feel important, to actually care, to really listen. It's lost.
And the thing is it's genuine with him too, right? I'll share a little Sidney Crosby story. I went down, it was when they were opening the UPMC Center, the practice facility, brand new. I think August 15th was the first day. I'm signing to a new organization. I'm going to be the first one there just to get my face out there, meet the guys. If there's any publicity, it's great. And I get there and it's me, Sidney Crosby, Adam Clendenning, and Pascal Dupuis, the only four guys there. We skate, we go do our thing. And for about a week and a half, it was just us four. And me and Sid ended up golfing together a couple times. And, you know, a couple times we'd go right from the rink and we'd go to Chipotle. And literally anybody who came up to him, he would take the time. It wasn't like a handshake. It wasn't a picture, like, you know, scoot on out of there. He would shake their hand. Hey, you know, Johnny, do you play hockey? Like, what position? And it's genuine too. And it's amazing to see people that are so talented in athletics or other things, whether it's music, you know, or successful business people, but to see them operate as a human being and to be so humble. It truly was. It made me a big fan of him, which sounds weird as he was my teammate, but seeing how he truly cares about each and every individual that he comes across was very, very touching for me.
Yeah. And I mean, that's how you elevate yourself as a person, as a player, how you grow into the next echelon is having that internal mindset and the ability to connect with people. Guys aren't following you because they're scared. They're following you because they don't want to let you down. They're following you because they want to do their best to support you, your mission, your team, your group. And when you meet somebody really quickly, like, oh, this is one of these guys who I can trust.
I like to say everybody's a leader, whether it's a positive leader or negative leader, everybody is a leader in some way and everybody has somebody following them.
Do you think that leadership can be taught or learned, or do you think it's like an intrinsic skill you're born with?
Learned for sure. Teaching is very hard, but learned for sure. Rewind to my first year pro, I got cut a couple times. I went out to Idaho and I had a guy by the name of Marty Flickle. And I'll tell anybody this, and this is on the record. He was the Sidney Crosby before Sidney Crosby. He was my captain in Idaho and I was smart enough to learn from him. I saw how he operated as an athlete, as a human being, and his leadership qualities and leadership is off the charts. And I truly do owe him so much in my career, because if I don't have that leadership at a young age, it's very, very easy to go down, you know, the other side and the wrong side of it, or just
not even necessarily the wrong side, just not being on the right side, right?
Stick in the middle and you're not on the right side. Exactly. So it can be learned. Teaching it is hard. It's not like, you know, you can't teach somebody to like their vegetables they don't like, but if you watch Popeye eat it, you know, you tend to like spinach.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, I was very fortunate to learn from some really good leaders, and leadership qualities can be learned, and then it's on the individual to kind of carry those qualities through.
And I think it's when one falls on their face for the first time or the second time, and they've got nowhere else to kind of put the blame, and they start taking a look at themselves as being, okay, what can I do? What should I have done? That, in my opinion, is what starts to organically grow that leadership quality, because it's so easy to then see it in other people. When you're real with yourself and you know your shortcomings and the mistakes you've made, you can look at somebody quickly and be like, okay, I'm not judging you, but I know what you're feeling, what you're going through. And maybe it's just me, but because I know people, but it's so much easier to spot those leaders that are just starting to like try to figure it out and then to usher them in and grow. And that's probably what both those guys saw in you.
I'd like to think so, because my next point is when you show those leadership qualities, you really attract people. You attract the people that want to learn and you attract the people that really need you, right? So there's guys that
both positive and negative.
Exactly. And there's guys that want to learn from you and learn your leadership ways. And there's guys that are lost in looking for that guidance and that leadership. So, you know, when you do that and when you operate in that manner, you attract people in both ways. And, you know, I was the guy who was, I want to be around him as much as I could because I want to learn as much as I could. So, but shout out to both of those.
It's contagious.
It's very, very contagious. And I said, everybody's a leader. You get the guys who are negative and carry that too. And they'll attract the guys where, you know, something doesn't go perfect for a guy. And then all of a sudden you'll see that guy who kind of leads that negative energy and leads in a negative fashion, you'll see him attract a guy. And that's why, you know, ultimately the teams that don't have success, they have a leader that's kind of getting attention and going against the grain, and it never ends up well in life or in a team atmosphere.
Yeah, some would say, please, no bad energy.
Some would say it's on the hot. And this is unscripted, so you know it's real. We live by it.
Marty, was that the Idaho Steelheads?
Idaho Steelheads, yeah.
If you want to look him up, I think it's like the lending captain on Instagram or something along those lines. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Him and his wife are two amazing people. And when you talk about leadership, you know, more than just athletics, it's so funny because now that I'm a married man and I have twins and I've taken that next step in that next chapter, I was a 23-year-old hanging around with Marty Flickle, and he was slightly older than me. And he used to use this line all the time with his wife still honeymooning. I'm telling you, they are still honeymooning, and they're an amazing, amazing couple with two amazing daughters. And those are the people that I looked up to, right? So his leadership quality wasn't just at the rink, and it wasn't sports specific and coaches and, you know, just to win a hockey game. I learned a lot of life lessons from him. And, you know, he's somebody that in a culture, you know, hockey is known for, you know, guys having fun and
being
a little bit lax and, you know, not really caring about responsibility. He was a guy who made it cool. They always had us over, and they are definitely couple goals. And me and my wife are definitely strongly looking to follow their lead into that.
Yeah, man. It gives you somebody to emulate, a life to emulate, to look at, to see what's possible, because you can look the other direction and there's no shortage of complete washouts, whether it's in the league or just in life. It's so few and far between where you get that real positive example. And I think that guys like you, me, and others, anyone who's listening to this, you have an opportunity to be that leader. You just have to make that decision. Otherwise, you're going to end up like, I mean, so many other, you know, name the player, name the person. We all have people in our lives where you're just like, get it together, bro. What are you thinking?
Yeah, for sure. And it's just incredible to know what a good host you are here, that you knew his Instagram handle off the top of your head.
My man. No, we're trying to keep it to about 30 to 40 minutes here. We're going to be up against it. I would love to keep going, but I think we're going to cut it here shortly and then save something in the hopper for the next episode when we start recording again, because I know that we're in the same fantasy football league. I want people to start putting their emotional bets on who's going to come out better this year, Bam Bam's Bombers or Chuck and Nux with Steve Alexi.
I was a fantasy guy, but it really does give you a way to connect with your friend groups and stay social. And it, you know, in a roundabout way, it allows you to be competitive. I mean, you're in Michigan, I'm in Florida. We can't just, you know, John Eric's in Michigan. We just can't lace up the skates and go out there and skate for a Sunday night skate. So the Fantasy Football League gives us an opportunity to be competitive, to, you know, to stay social, give us something to watch on Sundays at least. So, and I'll say this, I'm 0-1 against you in TDL hockey matches. So I'm really hoping to make it even here in the Fantasy Football.
About to be 0-2, bro. Are you kidding me? We've got, I know that you've got a skate coming up in February with the NHL pros and alumni down in Florida. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, so last year was the first year I played in it. It's called Skate with the Pros. It's an incredible charity event. A lot of NHL alumni are out there. I showed up last year and there's a Batmobile sitting outside the ice arena, and I'm like, who's coming in a Batmobile? And I walk in and Doug Flutie's laced up, so he played in it. But a lot of ex NHLers. It was great. One of the guys I got to connect with who was awesome was Brad May. Played in Detroit, ended his career here in Detroit. Tough guy, but great guy. This year we have Christian Hansen who's joining us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
NHLer, dad's one of the Hansen brothers.
Yeah. So it's a great event and it's a great
Notre
cause.
Dame guy too, I think, Christian Hansen.
You are correct on that.
I don't remember a time when I wasn't, Stephen. Thank you to Lactigo, HealthQuest PT as well. Any final words of wisdom before we get out of here, Stevie?
That's it. We're saving it for the next one.
My man, enjoy the day.
Thank you, Mike.